There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
6:05 PM. It's the wake up call.
All right, so it's time for us to go back to the great state of Florida.
Katie, love this 90s sitcom music.
Katie found a story about assault.
Yep.
Okay, but sometimes when it comes to Florida, especially, it's what the assault is done with. What are the details?
A young man who was a former employee of Atlanta's Gentlemen's Club on 66th Street.
Okay.
So Atlanta's, but it's in Florida. He got into a verbal altercation with his previous boss.
Okay.
And the boss kind of shooed him out. Followed him out. He leaned into his car and he threw a cheeseburger at the former boss.
Cheeseburger.
Yeah. According to police, it struck the victim in the left upper shoulder, and according to the affidavit, did cause bodily harm. When the young man, cheeseburger chucker, was asked did you really do this? He admitted to throwing the cheeseburger at his former boss and said, quote, "I'll do it again."
Okay, there's obviously a lot to unpack. First of all, love the fact that this is a guy who threw something at his boss. Who has not had the thought at one point, man, if I had Mad Lib any food in my hand, I would chuck it at my boss right now.
I've had a couple.
Me too. Second of all, if you've listened to the show for a while, you know that we're always on a quest for the perfect food
related assault.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because not all food is created equal.
No. And assault is assault, and we know that.
Yes.
Okay.
And it's not funny, Kevin.
No. And we're not talking about throwing salt either.
No.
Okay. However, there are a few foods that we believe should be worked into the justice system and where we all decide, probably take it to the Supreme Court, that it is okay to throw at somebody in anger.
Right. Yeah.
One of those things we know, Subway sandwich.
Subway sandwich is one.
Okay.
Another one is a burrito.
But it cannot be frozen.
Can't be a frozen burrito. No. None of these can be frozen.
No.
And the best part about, are you seeing something, a commonality? Subway sandwich, burrito, cylinder shaped, so easy to throw. Get a good spiral on it.
Yes. Okay.
Two, it explodes.
Yes. So the explosion aspect of it is very important. Mm-hmm. If somebody were to throw, let's say, a tomahawk steak at somebody.
Not funny.
No, 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 no.
That's assault.
Straight to jail.
Yes. It's got a bone in it,
it's
for God's sake.
It's got a bone in it. And you could throw that overhand. It could like go like a
tomahawk.
Axe, like a tomahawk. Just occurred to me why we call it that. Okay. So there is, and there's no gray area.
Right.
It's either yes or no.
Yep.
I'm going to say cheeseburgers in the yes column.
Oh, I'm going to take it a step further.
Okay.
I think a cheeseburger might be the perfect food weapon.
Okay, now why is that?
It's smaller. Because unlike a burrito and a Subway sandwich, especially a burrito, we all have been to Chipotle. We all know that unless you get a good fold on it, it's a ticking time bomb.
Yeah, it very well could come apart before it ever hit somebody.
I think a burrito is more of the Molotov cocktail.
Okay.
Because you hold on to a Molotov cocktail too long.
Okay, it explodes in your hand.
It's going to go sideways on you.
Okay.
All right,
okay.
And that's humiliating.
Yeah, how embarrassing.
Knows.
Let your burrito explode on you.
Right. But a cheeseburger.
Now, here is a food that on the surface, you would think, yes, that is okay to throw at somebody, but it's actually not.
Why?
Pizza.
Oh, pizza. Yeah, no, I agree with that.
The cheese will just burn ya.
Not only that, but I mean, you can't really get a good arc with a slice of pizza.
I think if you held it sideways.
Like a Frisbee?
Yeah, and you kind of just... Whew,
I forgot.
Like a throwing star. If you
I
did
forgot.
It like that.
I'm in California. All pizza, if you hold it by the crust, it still sticks out straight. Real pizza should not do that. But okay. All right. That's fair. The Frisbee throw, like a Chinese star.
Yeah. I'm going to go overhand with it, but don't.
But I mean, it's still not better than a cheeseburger.
And the cheese would burn the person. So that makes it off the list. We cannot do that.
Okay, then a hamburger.
Hamburger's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, hamburger, cheeseburger, we're fine.
But a hamburger loaded with like lettuce, onion, tomato.
Yep. Yeah, 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 yeah.
I need that pop.
Don't hit me with a cheeseburger with just ketchup.
Yeah. No no no,
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 no. That's not what we mean.
Kevin, you got anything you want to throw in there?
Maybe like a Foob Tube.
Oh, like a breakfast burrito? Well, yeah. Count, that counts.
On a dead burrito.
That counts as a burrito, though.
I would say...
Hot dog.
What?
A hot dog.
Hot dog.
It's not bad. That's not bad.
It does seem like you could throw it overhand and kind of make a shoo, 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 shoo.
It's hard to aim something that goes shoo, 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 shoo.
You think?
I think so.
Well, I don't think so. Like, if I took this pen and I went shoo, 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 shoo.
Okay, but that was good aim.
Were you aiming at that corner?
Yes.
Okay, so it hit right where you wanted.
Exactly
wow.
Where I wanted.
All right,
okay.
Well, then we're going to put a hot dog on there, too. So
something we can't do.
Okay.
Okay? Any kind of soup?
No, yeah, obviously. Well, it's not just the heat. It's also the fact that how do you throw soup?
Well, you have to be close to somebody.
Although, what if you put the soup in your mouth and spit it at somebody?
That's not going to get fair. That's going to dribble on your face.
That's
embarrassing.
That's for hand-to-hand combat. That's when you're close. Yes.
Question.
Yes.
How do we feel about spaghetti?
I love the concept of spaghetti as a weapon. We're talking about what food would make a good weapon. I love the concept.
Okay.
Now, I don't know if it's practical in real life, but a meatball, I mean, you can get away with a meatball. It seems perfect. And a meatball stain.
I can't think of a more humiliating thing to throw on a person because some of the noodles are going to stay on them.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
And it's going to make a...
And it's not just going to hit them and bounce off. It's going to, some of them are going to be laying on their shoulders. And now you do have to commit to getting your hand dirty.
That's fine.
That's fine.
That's fine.
Wipe it off.
It's war.
Right.
So anyway, we're always on the hunt for the perfect food weapon. The latest is cheeseburger out of the great state of Florida. If you see something, say something and let us know because this hunt continues.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.